This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron Huberfeld, Alav Shalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok. There are at least two Tanaim who had this same name, and they were most likely part of the same family, right? Like the son named his son after his father, and then perhaps that son named his son after his father, and so on. So the names can continue in the family that way. The first of these two Rabbi Eliezers was the son of the famous Tzadok, who was principally known because he engaged in a long series of really horrific fasts in order to try and do tshuva to rout the disaster of the destruction of the temple in the first Roman-Jewish war. You'll recall in the famous story that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai successfully pleaded for his health with Vespasian, the soon-to-be emperor, and that was one of the most important outcomes of the Roman-Jewish war, is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to, first of all, save Rabbinic Judaism by moving the Chachamim, the sages, to Yavne, and also for getting medical assistance for Tzadok, who had harmed himself. This Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok studied under Yochanan ben Hacharanis. He was a Kohen, and his Kohen status was really important because he often had a lot to say about the temple practice, since he was someone who lived during the very last period of the time that the temple was standing. He would have actually known firsthand a lot of what went on in the temple, and his testimony was extremely important. He was known as being scrupulously honest. A very, very powerful story is that, he used to be in commerce, and he would sell, like, for example, wine. But when people would bring their containers to have them filled and buy the wine, he'd measure out the correct amount, and then he would pour it into the flasks of the other people. But there's no way to avoid a certain amount of wine staying behind in the container, right? There's surface tension; it sticks in there. You pour it all out, but it doesn't mean it's perfectly dry. So, Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok, to avoid any kind of a possible theft, he donated 300 bottles of wine to the public in order to make up for any amount that may not have been transferred properly to his customers. Mind-bogglingly honest. The other Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok was the grandson of this Eliezer ben Sadok. He was a student of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and he was very close to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was the one who taught famously that no decree can be issued if the majority of people cannot follow it. We're going to actually return to this in just a couple of daf. In our Gemara, as usual, it's hard to say which Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok is actually speaking here. They were both Kohanim, of course, the same family. And the fact that he cites a teaching of his ancestors, the sons of Sana'a ben Binyamin, which is someone I have to learn a lot more about, and their practice on Tisha B'Av, might suggest that perhaps this is referring to the second one after the collapse of the second temple. But given that Tisha B'Av was also apparently observed from the first temple, it's no proof. It would still have constituted a possible statement for the first Rabbi Eliezer. So it's really hard to know for sure. My guess is, however, that the fact that they were closer in time to the recording of the family holiday of bringing the wood would suggest that it was probably the first Rabbi Eliezer ben Sadok and not the second one in this Gemara, but I'm really not sure. I leave it up to your Magid Shir to sort this out. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.